This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talk about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed. This is episode 97. We did it.
We did.
So we said...
We just keep going.
Well, so we said in episode 96 that we were going to keep going. And I'm sure the listeners are like, yeah, right, Alicia. You haven't done so many this year, so why would we believe you? But here we are, episode 97.
Yeah.
With Paul at Paul's Closet.
No,
we're in Paul's closet.
Which means you have to... come out of Paul's closet at some point after the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of the double, triple entendre.
And we're going to be fabulous when we come out of Paul's closet.
Yeah. I'll do a little store credit if it's one of my donations, but consigners, you know, I got to, like, do them justice. But I'll hook you guys
Should there be a code word? A listener's code word?
There could be. That's up to you.
No. I feel like if they're listening right now and they come
in... Oh, a code... Oh, duh. Okay. How about 20% off purchase of, because I have to be somewhat fair. I mean, you know what I'm saying. First year in business.
Gotta startup, make that cheddar.
I'll say 20% off a purchase of 20 or more. So you spend $100, you'll get 20% off.
Perfect.
With the code word.
Alicia Unleashed.
Alicia Unleashed.
Hello.
And how long will that last?
Until... Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. So now until Christmas.
Yeah.
So wonderful. we have a few weeks before that,
mm-hmm.
You know, so
wonderful.
Be awesome.
Perfect.
Really excited.
I gotta go enter that into my Square inventory now as the discount code.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got some time. I'll get this all in the notes and they'll have to listen. So we won't even put the code in there.
They'll have to listen to actually get it.
Yeah. Promo is. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm into that. No, I'm making some coffee, and I'm going to put the pot down in a little bit just so you don't hear that.
That is fine. That
Are we
is
sure?
fine. Yes.
Okay. You don't need ASMR right now.
Yeah, if I don't get this coffee in me, ladies, ADD meds or no ADD meds, I need the coffee.
So, how was your Thanksgiving, Paul?
It was, as usual, friends, family, eating more than I, you know, eyes bigger than your stomach thing, and then passing out.
So do you like Thanksgiving or the food, like?
I do. I think it's changed over the years because as children, we're like, you know, doing the family thing, and then there's like the Friendsgiving thing, and then, you know, you realize like your family goes beyond blood relatives.
Right.
So I bounce around because maybe you can only handle relatives for so long.
Right, yeah.
So
Bridget comes to my house. So she came to my house on Thanksgiving.
Dude,
how's the food?
Man, you know, like I said, I go to the gym and I go drive to Amesbury. I make that drive for her mom's potatoes. Like, everyone's like, why do you go to the gym? Why would you do that to yourself? I'm like, have you eaten Alicia's mom's potatoes?
Well, you know,
that shit
ladies, if anyone has ever seen me in the cafeteria at the high school or just anywhere in life, I'm kind of disappointed you didn't bring any of those leftovers.
No, there was
oh,
none.
There is no there's leftovers. Never, my sisters
no, no.
fight for leftovers.
There is never leftovers of her mom's potatoes.
No,
the
I actually
is,
made a triple batch this year because my sisters were scared that they were not going to have any
the
leftovers.
The thing is, these sisters are smart. They bring like the to-go. Like, they go to the
They bring their
store
own to-go
and the
containers.
To-go things. And it's like, bring your own to-go, like, containers, and you take it to-go.
And I actually buy extra to-go containers because I don't like leftovers,
and
I don't even like Thanksgiving food.
I do, because I'm tacky.
So, but everyone
Wait, you don't
loves
like
it.
Thanksgiving food?
No.
She just found out that Friendsgiving is a potluck.
Yeah, I just found that out.
Well, I like when people do have, like, the weird stuff. Not weird, but, you know. Growing up, I never had a buffalo chicken dip at a Thanksgiving, but when I have it now, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, as an appetizer. Like, I do cheese and crackers and, like,
that,
dips and stuff like that for an appetizer. So I wouldn't, you know, I didn't do buffalo chicken dip for an appetizer.
Just
but...
know that next Thanksgiving, you don't owe me an invite, but I will be sending some Tupperware up with you, Bridget, if I don't get that.
Absolutely. So just in 2 days, on December 5th, it's Ladies' Night in Gloucester.
Yes, it most certainly is.
And are you participating in this?
I most certainly am. Also, keep in mind, everybody, right now, there's that, you know, the boxes that they give us through
the
shopping spree box. I do have that. I, as I called it, drank the Kool-Aid. But, like, it's tasty Kool-Aid. And so I spent a little bit of money. I think it's important for us to use money to help promote our businesses, you know, whether times are tough or not. Because times are tough. And so I did it. And I got this here. Every purchase, it's not like a minimum of a certain amount of money. You could spend a buck, spend 50 cents in every transaction. So come in here and just get stuff. Go everywhere all over town and you have all the more chances of winning a lot more money than you spend.
Right. That's awesome. So
I am excited.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing for Ladies Night?
Okay. Well, here's the deal. I don't want to give away too much.
Okay.
I do want to say this. No offense. I am a very, right now, sober person. I'm on the wagon. I will have snacks and refreshments and drinks. I'm going to be doing a non-alcoholic thing. But
awesome.
Go where you will. Get your wine. It's going to be everywhere. I'm kind of here for, well, let's say this. I think earlier in the night, my friend, he's a classically trained pianist. He's amazing. His name is Joseph O'Neill. He's going to be playing a little bit of piano. I'm going to have a DJ at night. So all the girls who end up hitting up the bars, like, you know, if you're sticking around, it's not like we're going to go home at 9. You're going to stay out till midnight. Last call here is, I mean, we're here to dance. So I'll have a DJ and, let's just say, piggybacking on our last podcast together for Closet Case, it won't be a drag, or maybe it will be.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying. But,
wow.
It's going to be...
I might just come out for ladies' night.
Yeah, let's just say 9 p.m. Is going to be...
lit?
Yeah, we might not have booze, but we'll get you liquored up in a different way. So there'll be entertainment going on here.
Awesome.
All night.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm getting excited for it.
I am so jazzed.
Unless I check a text message and someone lets me know otherwise. Yeah, I'm gonna take care of that, all your glamour needs.
Awesome. You know what, though? I honestly don't need liquor or alcohol in order to, like, have a great time, so...
But sometimes it's okay because then it makes people buy things they didn't know they did.
That's true. And you know your store is so great, like so centrally located. To be honest, because you are on the little street, you're on Center Street.
Yes.
And you know you're next to K9 Cuts, but you're right there on the corner. Like Passports is right there on the corner, and so that's where you are. So you are right in the middle of the action of everybody walking by, and they're going to see your shop from that, you
with
know,
all that spray
from,
paint.
Yeah.
If you want to dive into the story of why it looks the way it does, we can, and I will not put anybody on blast, but I will say, you have a gunpowder gray and then a little bit more of like a midnight blue trim of my building. And I don't know if there's something with the historical like building society, like whatever
codes
it is.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a reason. Okay, let's just say this. I had some ideas that before going into the summer, we wanted to, like the Pantone color, I think was like coral or something. So I didn't want to paint it that, but I knew I wanted like brights, like something teal or yellow.
Yeah.
I even did a mock-up of what it would look like neon pink and yellow. And I sent it to my, my landlord and I was like, hey, I was like, this guy did this, I don't know what I said, but his response was, it's pretty cringy, but needless to say, my landlord's a really good guy, the rent's really inexpensive, originally this was my friend's studio, or art studio, post-historic studio, and if you want to come in, there's actually an interview that a different, guy in town, Bing McGilvery, did on him, and you can see the history of the shop, and, I guess I'll get to that story in a second, but basically, I knew that I wanted to paint it and bring more attention, because, you know, you can't really see it from the street.
Yeah. Right.
And I went and got a bunch of paint chips, and I was thinking of colors, and then my landlord's a very busy guy. He's a super cool dude, but he's like an engineer. He's very, very busy. So he didn't get back to me, and I just, you know, had a Paul moment. And I was like, you know what? F this. I have a bunch of spray paint, and a friend of mine was here. I'm like, let's go out and let's spray paint it. And we just, like, had our way with it. That'll draw their attention. And it did. The summer was good, but I could just really use some signage.
So then when did you open?
So I started... Okay, so that story. At the end of February, I did a closet case show at Magma, and it was, like, amazing. I was on point. I'm going to own it. I did a mental health therapy program. It was, like, the best thing I've ever done. I got on meds, stopped drinking, stopped smoking the pot. We can talk about that, right?
Yes.
It's, like, full on, like, everything
now.
Yeah, you can. As I'm, like, across from high tide.
We can talk about everything but politics and religion. So let's get it.
Perfectamundo. Great. I don't involve myself in either of the two. Unless it's environmental politics, people. Pick up your trash.
There you go.
And so, I just, all this confidence and this motivation, like, nobody telling me I can't do anything was going on. And, you know, literally, I put together that Closet Case show in 15 days. There were, like, 15 performers.
Wow.
Like, I went to one of those Chamber of Commerce Next Gen meetings. I met a bunch of people. I networked the hell out of it. I got 5 gift certificates, so I had things to give the people. 100 people showed up to the show. It was, like, the best one we've ever done. It was theatrical. It was dramatic. It was funny. It was emotionally involved. Anyway, and so I was feeling all my feels, and I'm like, there's some rent. You know, I would love to open a store. I would love to source clothing or cool art or just, I have artists and friends. I want to do it. But different than the rest. And not that, you know, I love all the businesses around, but, you know, we got a lot of sailboat stuff. And I'm like, where's the young, queer, or alternative aesthetic? And all my friends who don't showcase their stuff, let me be the boost of confidence for them. So I'm looking around at spaces, and the old pasta shop up here was for rent, which is double the rent of what I paid here when I called them. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. And the lady's all like, maybe you can call the landlord of the building, and if you do an extended lease, she'll drop it. So, I was just going for it.
Yeah.
And so the friends that I was hoping would go on business into this with me, who are artisans, I was inspired by them and what they do. Oh my God, the coffee.
No, it smells so good, though.
Cafe Bustillo, you'll be up for the whole day. So I had this confidence, and I had this, like, drive and motivation, and it just didn't work out. They didn't want to do it. They did not want to do it. And so I'm like, all right, well, I walked across the street one day to my friend Ben's cool little art gallery. Very quaint. It did not look like this. But that's his art on the wall.
Oh, wow.
And so that's his aesthetic, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, I mean, I wasn't even thinking, I'm going to take over this kid's shop. I was thinking, like, I'm going to vent to Ben about the, you know, nobody wants to help me with my thing. And so I said, you should just let me work here when you go to Maine, because he would go to Biddeford, Maine 4 days or 3 days out of the week.
Oh, wow.
He was between here and there, and I said, I'll work your shop for you. Like, if you want me to, I'll keep it open and, like, you know, try to sell some art for you. And then he just expressed that he didn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
And then, of course, like, all the bells and light bulbs go off in my head, and I'm like,
well, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened. That was, I kind of started doing my thing March 1st, bringing in the clothing of my own. You know, literally it was Paul's closet. It was like stuff out of my, and of course it's tying in my Closet Case brand. And of course it's tying in, like, the queerness, like, the closet. I love to, like, push buttons. Although that shouldn't be a button pusher, but, and skeletons in the closet.
A lot of play.
Yeah, yeah, that's my jam. You guys get it.
Yep. Totally.
So, I changed the name for May 1st. I have all my licenses. It may look a little funky on the outside, but you lived in San Fran, Bridget, so you know this stuff is kind of like
San Diego, and Oakland as well. Yeah, because even San Diego, as much as everyone thinks like San Diego is polished and whatnot, it also had its intricacies, and it had certain neighborhoods that had its areas, even Hillcrest and stuff like that. I mean, now if you were to go back, all of it has its gentrification, but like San Francisco.
Oh, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, San Francisco's, has more or less of it than anything. You know, the hate is definitely that. But, yeah, I totally get that vibe and stuff like that everywhere, yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you, when he told me the rent, I said, if I don't take this chance, and I'll tell you, like, I did not have the money to do it. But I knew, I knew, with what inspires me, and I like to throw events, and I haven't done as many events in here as I'd like to, but when I did do my soft opening, I guess I've never had a grand opening, right? But when I did the soft opening during the fiesta, it was great. Everybody came in, people shopped, it was fun. So I knew I can, I'm not going to say the number I pay for rent, but I can pull in that much money a month.
Right.
Eventually, I'm going to have to make capital and profit, but I can just pay the bills.
Right.
I will say this, though. No knock on the weed people, but my first night in here, I was rearranging, and when everything's a mess and cluttered, I lose. I'm like, oh, I'm like my mother, the Italian, like, crazy OCD. And I smoked pot that night, and to calm myself down, it was like, I don't have meds, like I said, like, this is gonna, and it was what it was, but I think that this whole time having been getting stoned here and there again, it just, like, it didn't help the business. It wasn't bad, but I just can't reach my full potential.
Right.
So, I gave that up about a couple weeks ago, and I don't know, maybe I don't need to talk about this. But
no,
I think
you absolutely can.
Whatever you want.
I think it's medicinal and it's great, but people are just doing it every day. Who do have, like, mindsets like me and motivation, and it's gonna cloud you up, and you're not gonna do what you need to do.
Right. No, it's totally.
They talk about it all the time too. How, you know, if you get inspired to do something, then go and do it. Don't be scared. Eric talks about it in our heal class.
So good. He's like an inspiration to the core. I want him to teach me dance every day.
Stop. That's awesome. The only person that should be judging yourself. Like, don't be judging yourself. Look in the mirror and just go for it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it's coming up on December 20th.
Yeah,
have you been
please
getting,
go.
Have you been getting people saying, like, oh my God, I want to go to the next one? And you're like, mm-hmm, sure. Okay. See you there, buddy.
Yeah, I actually went for a big walk with Sarah and we talked about it. I'm like, Sarah, we need to have the promo 3 weeks out. Then we got to do another one as a story.
I am telling you. We need to film the Power Strut video.
We should start a social media marketing team for everyone who we think are worth it.
Yeah.
But his edits of the Army of Sass one, can I say that?
Yes, Army of course.
I'm like, who made the logo and who did those? He's like, me. And I'm like, okay, so now we got to just, just say Heels Class at Magma. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you can't use that brand. And then Catherine, my awesome volunteer here, say hi, Catherine.
Hi.
I'm trying to get her and all her peeps to go because I think he said it's 18 plus, and I'm like, yo, you got to get like these teenagers.
On the writing it said like 15 or older. Like,
really?
Look it up on Magma.
Okay, well then, then there you go.
Yeah, because I mean, look at Magma.
And that's the thing too. I will always want to, like, I'm passionate about is connecting the age groups in town. You know, it's sad that I think kids who are 18 should be able to go out to the bars. And you know what they shouldn't drink. And guess what? If they get caught, that's who should be getting, no offense, like, but that's who should be getting fined. Like, that's, you know, the cops, you know, you can meet your quota in other ways than, like, having to, I mean, obviously drunk drivers should be arrested. But I guess I just mean, there needs to be, like, a whole reform, I feel like, of the age groups and how we view, like, what entertainment is for who. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You slap some X's on their hands, you don't wristband them, and you hire a security person to keep their eyes on them.
Well, it was funny because that you say that, because last week we had on John Jerome, and we actually talked about how the Cape Ann Lanes, they're having bands, and all you can bring your family there. So, you know, I can bring Tyler, you know,
during
F-bomb, you know, so it's like I would be
able to. It works in Europe.
Right? So
yeah.
I would be able to go there and, you know, and then he'd be able to come because, you know, Tyler likes to listen to all that stuff too. So, you know, I totally agree. And I think Cape Ann Lanes might be a great.
Yeah, I love that space. I like that. I think.
They're doing some great stuff.
That's where you start though, right? We have to start small.
Right.
The integration has to be family based.
They fought for a long time with those neighbors. about
what are they even like? Why? How is no one? What it was hear
they
anything?
Were just trying to change out the arcade. They were just trying to change the arcade around, and their neighbors fought and was like, "No, you can't do this." And it's like they're not even rebuilding. They're not growing the building outside. They're building inside, and the neighbors were like fought it. It was like the most ridiculous fight. And I would love to have them on at
you
some
should.
Point. We're going to have them. Well, she's very pregnant, and that woman. Is
I'll
a
tell
rock
you though,
star
she's
badass.
She's on the chamber, and she's the one who's part of the next, like the head of the next gen group.
With she's a badass. I watched her like a week, so I went to Mystery Meet.
Mm.
They performed, and she's just running around cleaning up tables with her little belly and her little pregnant belly, and she's just like crushing it. Like that bar was packed all night,
mm.
and the thing is.
Oh, the pub is fully open.
The pub's
open.
Now.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome.
So the pub's open, but it's just like, you know, all they wanted to do was that kind of stuff. And it's like, why the fuck are you having this kind of problem? Just let us have something. There's nothing here. Let
you know,
us have
it's funny,
this.
Too, because the times of night that that's going to be going on, that's not going to bother any. Those businesses are all shut down. Why
but
would
the
you...
thing is, she called, like, the thing is, music stopped at like 10:55. She's like, you don't have to go home, but you got to get out of here at 11. Get out.
Yep.
Like, I love you. We love you all. Thank you for coming so much. And that place was packed. She's like, but I need you to leave. I need you all to go home.
So they started sticking by, you know,
yeah.
their, you know, their
like,
rules and their ordinances
that they
have. I just
don't understand why
are they
going
to be able to go later? I mean, being a
maybe
bar,
it might be the winter time
oh, okay.
that there might be some issues. But, like, I just don't understand why people are such...
While we're promoting, okay, I'm sorry, you guys know
yeah.
me, when I'm, like, off the
promote
booze,
things.
I'm off the booze, although maybe I'll get to a point someday where I make more than 10 grand in a year so I can be like, oh, I'm successful, I can enjoy a cocktail, but I went to Saltwater Grill, and
I was
loved
there
it.
That night
They're
too.
Shutting down for the winter, though, because oh. the booze is where they make their money, and I'm like,
it's
well, what about the food? It's not called Booze Grill, it's called,
right.
like, you know, and it's
yeah.
it's just sad that
it's
a business
like,
would have
Drift
to completely...
Drift does the same, Drift has been fighting to keep theirs open, too.
And...
I'll still go
the brewery,
get
Camp Inn Brewery is closing down for the winter for a couple months too.
There's
of
something
it.
To be said for
the liquor licenses.
That and like what drives people in this town.
Right.
Like what drives us to go out and enjoy entertainment? We didn't need to get drunk to go do a heels class.
No. Oh my god. No.
And I don't think you should.
I know no you definitely shouldn't.
No, I mean Eric
although
says,
some people are probably
I mean,
good at it.
Eric and Eric even said, you know, if you do, but that's your own personal safety. But we didn't need
yeah.
that. We had a friggin' blast.
You know, and I'm not going to make this whole, like, you know, like a friggin' after-school special, pro, you know,
no,
kind of theme,
we,
but
well, we had
I
Christian...
just think I loved those chicken tenders that I just had, and the fact that I'm not going to be able to get those chicken tenders all this winter at the Saltwater Grill makes me mad.
I should
chicken...
go there before they close, because I've heard nothing but
I didn't
great things about
I had
food.
The chicken piccata. I didn't know they had chicken tenders.
Between
3
and 6, there's $5 app specials.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm a
so
fan.
Good.
It's good. It's really good.
So good.
You all you owe us some money, Saltwater Grill. You better get in here and start buying some.
And Drift, like, let's go.
Yeah, get in
come
here.
On,
use
Rick.
Clothing.
That's a bummer. That's a bummer. So where do you get like? So I'm looking around at your shop, and it's awesome. Like, just so many freaking fantastic freaking shit. Here.
It's good for an ADD person.
Where do you get all this?
Or bad.
Like I know you said you started with stuff in your closet, but then
well,
how
also,
did you grow?
So picture like that big purple hutch. All Ben's art. There's a stove from the 1930s over there. So, like I said, if you go through that little article over there, you'll see some photos of what it looked like. It was quaint. It was neat. It was weird. People didn't know what the hell was going on. They thought they couldn't get in here. He literally had this table and then another big round table that I sold on top of it in the middle, covered by the piano that's over there, the Starry Night piano that he painted.
Yeah.
I'll show you after if you hadn't seen it. But so it was in the middle, just like people couldn't even see when he was in here. But he's an artist. Like,
right.
So he was just painting and doing multimedia art. And so all those standing display mounts, which they are now.
Yeah.
They are, of course, were already in the store. And I'm like, okay, well, these are... things I can put clothes on or put my friend's perfume on
right.
or put necklaces on. So, you know, and it was very colorful. But there's also, I mean, if you see this painting right here with the woman, it's like the 60s horror chick.
Yeah.
With the, that is also, I mean, the kid was born in the 90s. He's like 22, but he's very inspired by a lot of different things, but like that retro nostalgic art, that mid-century or even early 20th century kind of like I said, the stoves from the 30s, you know, they're all for sale, but they also serve as a purpose right now. So I kind of set it up in the beginning before I got a million donations, because you're asking like, where do I get everything? Well, yes, there was my clothes. I have so many people who are so kind and donated me really nice thing. This really? One woman, Linda Soliday, she's from Utah, I think, or somewhere, New Mexico, maybe. So a lot of her clothing is kind of things you'd find out more in the Southwest.
Wow.
But she just kept bringing me bags upon bags, and she didn't want, she doesn't want a consignment account. I'm not trying to be somewhere like the dress code, although please, everybody, go to the dress code. They have like fabulous stuff in there right now.
I have a great fur coat from there.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, I just bought those boots from there. Those are my new winter boots.
Yeah.
So, I don't have the brain capacity to, like, manage 8 million consignor accounts.
Right.
But I can do, like, 10. And most of my consignor accounts are, like, or some of them, half are, like, friends with art. And then half of them are women who are bringing me in good clothing. But I have a couple friends who brought me in some stuff, and their consignment log isn't very long, but I'm going to help you get paid a couple bucks. You're going to help my business. Maybe I can get a sandwich at Sugar Mag's, because I ain't buying any house anytime soon. can't even pay my rent. That's a different podcast. I'll tell you, though, but it was Ben. It keeps coming back to him. I was inspired by his art, that cat painting. So actually, I had Brendan Pike come in here in June, I think.
Yeah.
And photograph all his paintings, because my goal is to make the Post-Historic brand. This lettering up here, ladies, was outside, so it was called Post-Historic Studio.
Oh.
And Catherine set up some of my, she set up my online stores, and she's like, I think Post-Historic Studio sounds cool as like, you know, that like kitschy, retro, thrifty stuff. And I'm like, okay, so it's weird. It's like, this is Paul's Closet, but it's also Post-Historic Studio.
Right.
And I wanted to build a store around that branding. You know, it's retro and it's colorful and it's 80s, but it's 90s, but it's 20s, but it's 30s, it's the 40s. I don't know when we're going to make it the 2000s, you know, because of course.
Do you think in a way, does this remind you of Bananas at all?
In a way, yes. You know what? It's funny, too, because people will be like, he must be so mad at you, especially with my leopard print-like fabric, which I will put back up, but... But I'm like, no, because
new,
like, we all do...
Like yeah.
Well, his story is interesting, too. From what I understand, there was, like, a fire, and, like, someone left him a bunch of stuff that didn't get ruined, and then he started a store with it.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know, but...
He's been around for 1,000 years.
I love Richard. He came in here and bought a Mighty Mac jacket. Do you remember Mighty Mac?
Yes.
It's this, like, huge yellow and white pinstripe, like, it looked like from the Music Man or something.
Oh, my God.
So we support each other. Barbara,
awesome.
Dress code him. I do need to hit up some more shops around here, but...
So are you immersing yourself in the downtown community of businesses? Because the downtown in the businesses really is its own world and community and... The downtown businesses really do unite and help each other, you know, hence this shopping spree thing that started a few years ago.
Yeah.
Or many, you know, that was kind of like one of the things that they all came together and to do. So do you find yourself like going to, you know, immersing yourself with other
businesses? I feel bad because I mean, I'm not trying to pull this like I'm so poor thing, but times are tough. I am poor. This is a startup. So I know that I'm not going to be, like, bringing in 10 grand every month or anything. But I'll tell you, when I do, yes, I would love to. I love that, oh, God, I love the woman who owns it, too. Good Linens? No. Anyway, she's got this really cool shop right near Sugar Mag's. I think it's called Good Linens.
Yeah, it is Good Linens.
And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, you know, yes, I would like to support all these businesses a little bit more. So, but I support them in the fact that I'll talk about them and say they have beautiful stores. Catherine's mother, Elizabeth, is like a healer and a metaphysical kind of spiritual worker. So she's got an office that you wouldn't even know upstairs, I think, from Engel and Boker's. And you know, at the beginning of doing this, I was still working the closet case thing. I was working at Sugar Mag's busing. I worked at Passports, while I'm doing this, if they need me, it's like, well, I'm probably only going to bring $20 into the shop today, so I might as well go serve some tables. You know, to me, I have to spread myself thin. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably be applying to one of these businesses around the corner. They'll right. take me soon because I need, you know, I have to be realistic. Like, yeah, I own a business, but I still need to work.
Right. Of course.
And I need to make money
yeah.
and get these bills paid.
Yeah.
But I think it's important that we all need to support each other. And I hope that I see more, you know, I'll say this. I haven't seen some people in here that I thought would.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the tourists this summer completely got it. They were like, oh, we get it.
Oh, right.
You know,
yeah.
they understand. I've been helping yeah. a homeless person. He's my good friend now through this. And I actually got him to perform at Magma for an event. Like, he's... I have a little bit of, like, a deep-rooted plan for what I want to do in this town if I can get enough money and raise awareness. So being across the street from High Tide Glass... Being across the street from the North Shore Health Project, the one-stop health center that does free testing, and yes, they give out free syringes, and, you know, so people can do their drugs clean, so at least you're not passing diseases. Like, I know that's a little progressive for some people, but these things need, it's so important for us to not just focus on our own businesses, but if we want to make our town better, we need to implement a new system that's going to help us work the homeless population in Gloucester, which is bigger than people would think, into our society.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get these people to start working for our businesses. We need to get them off drugs. Some of these people at the shelter aren't on drugs, but they're just homeless.
Right.
But they're in a shelter with people who are coming and on drugs. And those energy fields of people shouldn't be mixed. So really, sorry whether I'm not supposed to go on this or not, my goal is to somehow raise money or awareness or whatever that we need to reform the Gloucester Homeless Shelter, and we need wings for people. And we can't kick them out at 7 a.m. and just send them to fend for themselves all over town or go get your free meal at the Gray Center. No, you should be open all day. You should be playing games. We should be watching movies with these people. We should be working these people back into society, because I don't have all the time to do it for everyone right now, but this one man that I've been helping, I've literally watched this man, and he's an African-American male, and there's not many African-Americans in Gloucester,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I think racism is a word that people throw around, but quite honestly, it's ignorance. And if people
mm-hmm.
learn,
yep.
they won't be afraid to look not just like a black person in the face, but like a homeless one who might not have the best hygiene. It's like, this person, we don't know what these people have been through. We don't know why they got to the place. I mean, it all deals with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But the power of love and the human spirit will really change the town.
Have you thought about getting involved in action so you can have your voice heard? I mean, getting into those channels.
Oh, they heard
channels?
My voice once, so I'm slowly working myself back into, yeah, I would love to. And I have my hands in a couple, what do they call it? I have the fire pokers in the stove. I'm always thinking
yeah.
of the cool-sounding figure speech. yeah, no, I got to go at it slow now, because I'm aware of my personality. I'm aware of how aggressive I can be, but it's always coming from a good place.
I like it. I like to call it passionate.
Thank you.
I like to call...
Fiery. I'm a
yes,
fire sign.
I am too. And I like to call...
Leo?
Yes. Hello. Fuck yeah.
I think also, too, a lot of people in this city, if you rebel rouse a lot, they kind of hold on to that, even if you've changed.
Oh, yeah, grudges from 20 years ago. Someone made fun of you in high school. Like, okay, well, guess what? Now that someone is like...
We discussed this with Christian Mackey on
yeah.
the Sunrise Fund.
Oh, good.
So we had them on before the summer, and actually in May, you know.
He just had a baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Christian. It's funny because yeah. someone actually, like, brought something... A friend of mine who doesn't even live here anymore brought up, like, oh... That kid was so mean to me. I'm like, you played football too. I was like, I thought you guys, but I said, no, but hold up. This is what this kid's done with his life. Like, Christian, if you're listening, sorry, we're not really dragging you into this, but these things need to be talked about. And I think a lot of times we're getting to a place where we feel more comfortable trying to like change the status quo.
Yes.
But we still got a lot of people. Like, I have friends who had their babies baptized, and I'm like, why? You're not Catholic. And I don't, no offense if you did, but I'm just like, you're not, you don't go to church. Like, so, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude.
Hypocrisy.
I just mean, yeah, but without even calling it that, it's just like, that's kind of what you do. But if you did something different, people in general, then we see different results. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have to, like, I think God's cool. I just think I know what it means for me. And I think a lot of people are afraid of the word because they think it's like Catholic Bible God. And it's like, you know, you can find God like in the trees. You just sit down, meditate, and you like ask the universe.
It's a difference. There's differences.
Difference between
spirituality.
And
so,
religion.
So, but yes, the businesses, yeah. I want to support them, and I wish I could get them on board with that whole vibe
line. Right. So I'm looking around, and I see prices on some stuff, but not on everything. So how does this work in here?
This is how it works. Your boy Paul was never meant to manage a store. Like I said, I wanted to go into business with friends because I know, okay, we all got something we can offer. So I have to do it all by myself. Upon that, thank you, Catherine. I love you. Catherine's been helping out with the pricing of things. And in the beginning...
Where did Catherine come from? Let's talk about Catherine.
Her amazing mother.
Okay, and who's her mother? How does this all work out?
No, your mom's last name is...
Ackerman.
Elizabeth Ackerman. She's a wonderful woman who's been just, like, coming by my shop and seeing... And she's seen me at, like, some of my worst times. And then she looked so fabulous yesterday, by the way. She came in, like, all decked out. I'm like, what the heck? But I didn't even know what her jam was or what she did. And then... Right before I went to Nashville recently, before Thanksgiving, I stopped up in her shop, and then I realized, oh my God, she does past life regressions. And if you know what that is, it's when people like take you on a journey through your past lives. I've been wanting to do that forever. So I'm like, oh, you're coming into my life at this time. Like, I need you. And she's been telling me about her daughter and all her friends who do the online store stuff, and they live for this.
You know, she's,
are you 16?
Yeah, 16.
So they, you know... do you want to talk a little bit about your background?
Okay.
Get closer to the microphone.
Come on.
Okay. I go to Rockport High School, and I met Paul through my mom, and she said that this store would be something that would be so fun to work with him with. And originally, I came in to help him mainly with online selling, basically on, like, Mercari, Poshmark,
Depop.
Yeah, Depop, which I learned from another friend, which was great use and great help. But eventually I started working in the store, and it's such a fun and creative space, and Paul is such a nice guy. Like, when you meet him in person, like, instantly you kind of click with him because he's just the most charismatic person I've met.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm serious.
I've noticed since he was, like, 5 years old.
Just don't rub me the wrong way.
Yeah, but he was honestly so welcoming, and it's such a creative store. Like, everything about it. Like, I walked in here, my eyes were just bursting. It was incredible.
Thank you. That's awesome.
So, as a young person and a teenager, how do you feel about, like, all of this kind of stuff coming up? Like, because nowadays I feel like this generation, her generation, they're so used to this, you know, considering
there's
like,
a lot more tolerance.
There's
too.
A lot more tolerance, especially with, like, RuPaul being more of a formative figure in the modern pop culture, whereas with us growing up, RuPaul was like, what is it? What's happening?
I know. I was like, supermodel.
Right. But like, so like, like coming into this, you were just like, what? Like, you're like, yes, I'm here for this.
Definitely.
So like, you were all about it. Is that?
Yeah, I was all about it. And I think my generations and even generations like before us, like, we're getting a lot more into like not going into like big businesses and wanting to buy from them. Like, and going into stores where we can like get things for cheaper and that are like already worn and are just better prices for like where we are in life. I feel like it's just a creative store, and like there's just so much in it, and I feel like because it comes from so many people, we get the chance to see so many new things, and I feel like that's a little different than what we normally get to see in such a small town.
Oh my gosh,
can we talk about this well-spoken teenager?
Fabulous.
No.
Yeah.
She is so fabulous.
What grade are you on?
I'm a junior.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. Wow.
She's so, like, my antidepressant. So basically, when things aren't priced, that means Paul's so ADD and just got 15 bags in, and I am still working the two other jobs or going to Beverly. I also worked at Nine Wallace. I mean, I'm literally spreading myself so thin just to survive. This is like this store, I want to flip it to be like a good business, but it's a performance art space showcasing survival. So luckily I'm good with, because of my troubled past and having to deal with just like adults just like fucking you over, I've learned how to just handle shit. And part of that is schmoozing. And just, so if something isn't priced, like literally when people come in the door and I see them looking and I'm like, ooh, they're probably like, what the hell is the deal? I'll be like, hey, what's going on? I'm Paul. And, you know, just if there's something you like, just, and it doesn't have a price, throw something at me. Maybe I'll give it to you for free. You know, just make them laugh. It's what right. I've always done.
Right.
Make them feel comfortable. Some people don't respond to it well. Most people love it. And also, with the spray paint outside, I wrote, prices, name yours. It's like, I'm kind of like, it's my own insurance policy to protect myself. Like, if you're going to come in here with, like, what the hell's going on? Well, I think I told you outside. You know,
yeah.
So if I don't have the chance...
Double for you.
I mean, I'm working 7 different positions. Manager, owner, retail, merchandiser, window display person. Although Stacey in Toronto just did my recent window display. The point is, I'm not meant to do it all. But
right.
no one else is going to do it. And
right.
I can't... Although earlier, like when you and your mom came in, I was like, oh, Catherine, do you just like want my store? I don't want to do it anymore. But I do want to do it because I... To me, it's about... Beyond survival, it's about, like I said, the triumph of the human spirit. You can't give up.
Well, no business ever started easy. And
yeah.
no business ever started without trials and tribulations. So you're not the first one. You're not going to be the last one. And there's a million other businesses down in Gloucester that, are, when they all started, I'm sure felt, you know, the same way that you do. So you're definitely, I can guarantee you, not alone in that, you know?
Yeah. Well, then to answer your question, if there's no prices on something, let's start a dialogue. I'll
right.
do that too. That's part of my opening thing. I'm like, you know, guys, if there's no price, we can just start a dialogue. Like, I'm just being funny, but
right.
I like to see people come out of their their wool. Like, just
yeah.
be brave. Talk to strangers. I've gotten people who probably don't like talking to anyone. To chat with me about their lives.
Well, they came inside. I mean, obviously they were intrigued by something to walk through the door.
Oh, I love when they walk out, though. Yeah, I guess I've never had anyone actually, like, be pissed and walked out. But, you know, you see the people who are uncomfortable. And to each their own. And maybe they'll come back. And
this
maybe...
This is your space.
Yeah.
They're walking into your space. And they were intrigued by something outside. So, this is your house.
Yeah,
you
it really was sometimes last winter, too, because I slept here a lot. I did have my own apartment. But
so I see a lot of, like, Maryland stuff, which I'm all for, because I love all this art on your wall. So you're saying you just throw out a price and talk about it?
Yeah, but if it's a consigners, I try to, like, get them the most. But, you know, you can't just, like, price things high. And the art is different. So if my friends made art,
yeah.
you put your time and many hours into that.
Yeah.
So that is, that I'm going to charge more for.
Yeah.
That piece of art up there, that Wonder Woman,
yeah.
I got that in a estate sale down the fort. This man named Carlo Orlando. He had, like, yeah. a house going out of business. And so... I'm not consigning that for him. I actually outright bought it from him with
right.
all this other cool retro stuff.
Yeah.
And I saw an unfinished different painting he had. He starts it off by drawing it. Then he paints over it. It's gorgeous. So I source things many different ways. And I think if it's art, it should be a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, even Catherine's helping me to like let go of like I want $20 for this. But you know what? Just give it to him for $10. I have a free bin that I put out. Going back to the Marilyn Monroe, I'm about to do like a whole Marilyn / Playboy section because
awesome.
I have one consigner who brought me in a ton of Playboy like underwear and panties. I mean, that's the same thing. Panties and bras. Unused. Don't worry. You know, just brand new that she never ended up wearing. And then, of course, there's Marilyn, the like, you know, quintessential playmate.
Right.
And I don't know. And then I have like a ton of Playboys going back to the 60s. So if you want some Playboys for the sake of the amazing interviews and just the content, come see me because I don't want them. There's too many.
Awesome. So what are your hours? What are you open?
So check it out. Oh, I really encourage everybody to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I don't do Twitter because like I just can't be bothered right now. No offense. But Facebook.com/ Paul's Closet.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram. It's not Paul's Closet. Oh, I'm sorry. Facebook and Instagram, it's @Paul's Closet Resale.
Okay.
And if people want to get in here, they can DM me. They can call my phone. My business phone number is my cell. And I'll definitely show up. I live in Magnolia, but the bus literally comes right outside my house. So I can get on the bus, come down here. I think moving forward, unless I can find someone to work for me, I usually take... No, I'm usually here every day, but I'd like to probably do, like, not here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But then again, a lot of businesses are closed on Monday, so I should be open.
Yep.
So the hours are really, like, your hours. By appointment only. You know, I would say I'm probably going to be here a lot more than less because there's no main signage. And, yeah, the building is dark. Nothing draws. You need, like, a very contrasting trim to a main building color, I think, to pull your eyes in from Main Street if you're driving by.
What about a light?
Well, there's an outside light, but during the day,
light in the window.
I actually have a couple of those. Yeah, I keep getting bags in, and I'm like, oh, God. But as you can see, I need to clean up a little.
No, it's awesome. But like, I saw on your Facebook, like, you were going to, like, you had hours for this weekend. Like, today is 12 to 6.
Yep.
And, you know, you had yesterday. So, I mean, you are having, you know, you are pulling in those. Since we're going to find your hours as, you know, via Facebook or
Please
Instagram.
Call me if you ever want to come in, even if it's just to look at stuff and, like, not buy anything, that's okay. I you know, but because of the reality of my life and I can't just, like, I know that I can't set definite hours right now. Yep. Also, I just dealt with, like, I'm so candid, whatever. I got a DUI last December, and I just had my final DUI class, so a lot of these weird appointments I have to go, you know, like, it takes up a lot of my time, but what am I going to tell everybody that? Yes, because I'm me, and I tell everybody everything, but I, there's a lot of personal things, and I deal with a lot of stress, so literally I've had to tell people to leave sometimes, like my friends, not just anybody. And I'm like, listen, I'm so sorry. I need to be by myself right now. I need to clean the place. But yeah, people think I'm crazy, I'm sure. But that's part of life. I mean, I can't be a robot for everybody all the time.
Right.
But if you want to get in the store, please hit me up. Other than that, generally, I'm here between the hours of 11 and 6, like, every day.
Okay.
But I want to do nighttime hours, too. Mm-hmm. There's something special about cold, crisp air, a dark blue sky, and the lights on. You know, you feel like you're in a major city, but in a small town, it makes people feel like there's something else out there besides the TV and the couch.
Right. Are you going to be open for men's night as well?
Do men even shop? Yes, I'll be open.
They do,
I wish
yeah.
I had a gay men's night.
Men's night down here, it's
just
pretty busy.
Night. Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty busy.
Yeah, of course I'll be open. I got stuff for kids. People have bought, like, dinosaur toys for their kids.
Awesome.
I mean, you know, I have to keep it eclectic. I have to keep it... I mean, hey, I got Playboy. Yeah, men, come in here.
Right?
But also, they could buy for their wives or girlfriends.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Stuff... I mean, as much
there's
as
a lot of stuff.
Also, if you want to make a return, like, I'd rather do an all-sales final thing, but... So this guy came in, his name's Antonio, I think he's Brazilian, he's friggin' so cool. He bought this Ed Hardy jacket for $50 for his sister or sister-in-law, and then she returned it the next day, but I just gave her $50 store credit, and she got $50 worth of clothing. I took the jacket back, and I gave her the clothes, and luckily they were all donations, so...
Amazing.
So I don't have to worry about paying anybody out for that, you know, that way it keeps it... I have to... My Google spreadsheet's, like, mental, but... Yeah, there's something for everybody here.
Absolutely.
But when it rains, I have a chalkboard sign, so, like, I can't put that out. But there's definitely things I need to be better at. But
you're a new business.
It's a learning process.
It's a learning process. But you're taking all the right steps. You're doing all the right things. And I think, I really think that, it will be a great success. And like I said, you're great. You're literally centrally located. So, no, it's great.
That's cool.
It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
No, thank you for having us. It's really cool. It's a really fucking cool store, everyone. So come down to Center Street, whether it's ladies' night, men's night, any other night, give Paul a call.
Just
arrived. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Honestly, I'm not worthy. Thank you.
So,
yeah.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Good morning.